to Next Gen Cloud and Managed Services, we have that works for business. Inc. Zambia, simpler, seamless solution. Call 0950-500-130 to discover how we're shaping the future of business.
For 12 years, A-Plus General Insurance has stood where it matters most. Not in the spotlight, but beside you. We have learnt that trust is built quietly. Through consistency, through keeping our word, through showing up even when it's difficult. From our first policy to every promise kept since, 12 years have shaped who we are. And as we look ahead, one thing remains unchanged. Our commitment to protect what matters to you. A-Plus General Insurance. 12 years of trust.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460 and Quacha in prizes. Instant cashbacks, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 Quacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Two Chinese nationals among six arrested in Kitwe for copper cable theft. Chisha Lakateka demands apology over army commander's remarks. In Global News, US-backed hepatitis B vaccine study halted in Guinea-Bissau. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Police in Kitwe have arrested six people, among them two Chinese and four Zambians, in connection with the theft of copper cables and various household appliances, following investigations linked to rising cases of vandalism and theft of public infrastructure in the city. The stolen items include Zesco service cables, transformer windings, television sets and generators, with police investigations revealing that most of the stolen property was recovered at Lian Yan Limited, located in Chimwemwe Township, where officers conducted a targeted operation. Speaking during a display of the stolen items at Kitwe Central Police Station this morning, Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi said the arrests form part of intensified efforts by the police command to curb vandalism of public infrastructure, and says police are determined to ensure such criminal activities are completely dealt with as patrols and intelligence-led operations continue across Kitwe. Mr. Yuyi further disclosed that the three Zambian suspects apprehended in the operation are well known to police and have previously been linked to criminal activities in Kitwe. He said Lian Yan Company Limited has since been closed pending investigations.
There isn't much that we can fail to do here. We are equal to the task. I know people are still doubting us here and there, but let them just bring the information and they'll see what we'll do. We've been conducting these confidence building patrols to build the confidence of the public with the police. And now these are the results that we are seeing. We are still having more information that we are processing. In the few coming days, we'll be calling on you again to come and exhibit. So this is not just a one-way thing.
Meanwhile, ZEFCO Senior Regional Manager Mike Bander said the power utility is incurring huge financial losses due to persistent theft and vandalism of electro-infrastructure, noting that cable theft is affecting service delivery and increasing operational costs for the company. Mr. Banda disclosed that ZESCO is recording between 30 and 40 cases of service cable cutting on a daily basis, with stolen copper often smelted to produce copper blisters, calling for stronger collaboration between law enforcement agencies, communities and stakeholders to protect critical infrastructure and ensure uninterrupted power supply.
These are the black cables you see, the ones where we use to connect plants from the poles, the lines to the houses. So what the vandals have been doing is they'll go in the night, they'll cut this piece of cable, and then you remove the insulation, then they come to bring to a place like this one. So I've seen a lot of pieces of service cables around, and they are all folded, but I've unfolded one. So this is a 10mm service cable, which suddenly was removed from some house somewhere. And we are having these on a daily basis here in Kitwe.
Opposition New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has demanded a formal apology from both government and Zambia Army Commandant Lieutenant General. I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. Opposition New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has demanded a formal apology from both government and Zambia Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele following remarks in which he threatened illegal miners. Speaking when she featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Ms. Kateka described the language used by the army commander as dehumanizing and inappropriate, arguing that miners should not be spoken of in terms suggesting they could be eradicated. She stressed that while illegal mining must be addressed, any response should respect human life and remain within the scope of civilian law enforcement rather than involving the military. Ms. Kateka further called on government to clarify whether the directive for any potential military deployment to mining areas originated from the head of state.
The commander would do well to apologize to the Zambians, because those miners, when you look at the socio-economic factors at play in a country, they are desperate to make a living. You know, just like the Kachasu brewers, we know that was wrong. The illegal mining is wrong. There are things that the booths, it's wrong. The whatever is wrong. However, the way we deal with these matters matter if we want to keep the peace that we have enjoyed.
Meanwhile, the opposition leader also criticized government's handling of President Hakainde Hichilema's leave in trauma, describing the secrecy surrounding his whereabouts and the unspecified duration of his leave as appalling. She has called for clearer communication regarding the president's activities while away, stating that as a national figure, citizens have a right to be informed in order to avoid speculation.
If I were in government, if I was the one in his space, I would have said, country, the president is going on leave. That way, there is no speculation. I mean, look at the level of speculation. We waste so much time discussing issues.
In more news, the United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, has expressed serious concern over the growing exploitation of children on social media in the country. Speaking at the National Child Online Protection Strategy in Lusaka today, UNICEF Acting Deputy Representative Tinkani Musonda says children are increasingly being exposed to various forms of online exploitation, including sexual abuse and harmful content, which is negatively affecting their mental well-being. Mr. Musonda explained that excessive time spent on social media